If you have your Bible, turn to Habakkuk tonight. Habakkuk, chapter 2. The Bible says, I will stand upon my watch and set me upon the tower and will watch to see what he will say unto me and what I shall answer when I am reproved. And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon tables that he may run that readeth it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. Behold his soul, which is lifted up, is not upright in him, but the just shall live by his faith. I want to preach for just a few minutes tonight. Try not to be too long. I know the night was short, the day's long, with the time being changed. So I'll try to preach as quick as I can. You listen as quick as you can, and we'll do what God put on our heart. We'll go to house. I want to preach just a minute. God will be my help tonight on this thought. Wait for it. Amen. On this thought, wait for it. As we see here, the Bible's telling us in Habakkuk, he said there's something coming, there's something that's worth watching for. And he said he put himself upon a watch. And he put himself upon a place where he could set up a watch so he could watch for it. Amen. So he, because he was expecting something from God. I'm afraid in the day and the hour and the time that we're living in today, people are not expecting that Jesus come. We're not expecting for the Lord to step out with a shout and a trump at any minute. Now, we're just not. You say, well, preacher, what makes you say that? Because if we was expecting Jesus to come at any minute, we'd be living different than what we live. I want to say there's no separation in the world. Amen. There's no separation from the church people, and the world and the worldly people. There's no separation. You look around, see it, and you see it just infiltrating the church. It's coming in. And oh, what a time it is. We set up a watch because I'm watching for a Savior. I'm looking and watching for Lord Jesus Christ to step out and come get me. Amen. What about you? What are you looking for tonight? Amen. Well, preacher, I'm looking for my Social Security check to come in the mail. Amen. It may come and it may not. Amen. Well, I'm looking for next Friday when I get my next paycheck. Well, it may come and it may not. Praise God. But I'm saying, praise the Lord, I'm looking for Lord Jesus to come. And He will come, praise God. He said, just wait for it because He's coming. Amen. We need to just be waiting on it, expecting until He comes, praise God, because He is coming again. You know, there's more in here about Jesus coming again than there was about at the second coming than there was about the first. Amen. Expecting for Him to come again. And He's coming, praise God, because He said He would. Amen. When he was out there in that tomb, they buried him in a borrowed tomb. John and Peter went sliding in there, and they looked up there, and where Jesus had been laying, the napkin that was about his face was folded up. It was laid there, praise God, where his head had been, and it signified that I'm not finished. I'll come again. He gave us a sign, praise God. He said that he's coming again. We need to be waiting. We need to be watching, expecting till he comes. Amen. He said, Habakkuk says, I was looking to see what God would say to me. Now, while we're tarrying in Him coming, waiting for Him coming, praise God, we ought to be leaning an ear to listen what He's got to say to us. God's wanting to fill us in, praise God, if we want to hear it. But I tell you what, I've talked to several people in the last couple of weeks. They don't want to hear it. They don't want to hear nothing that God has to say. They've done figured it out. They've done got all the answers, and they don't need no help from nobody. God help them. That's a sad place to be. Amen. Every time I come in those doors, I look for God to give me some help. Amen. Amen. Every time I come expecting God to help me, to give me just a little something, praise God, to give you something, just a little something, to give my little old granddaughter just a little bit of something that she can draw a little bit closer and realize that song that she sings, Jesus loves me, that Jesus really does love her. Amen. Amen. And that one day in a little while, Jesus is coming, and He's coming to get us. He's going to call us up to Himself, and we're going to go up to be with Him forever.
And we all need to go together. Amen. Amen. Getting ready, preparing for the coming of the Lord. And he said, and the Lord answered me and said, write the vision, make it plain on tables. Amen. That he may run and that readeth it. Amen. So he said, hey, listen, he said, I want to not only show you, so I want to make it so clear. I want you to write it down on tablets, praise God. And I want you to send a runner and proclaim it, praise God, all around. Ain't you glad God don't take His Word and He don't hoard it up and try to keep it to Himself or just maybe give it a little bit to this one or that one and He won't let nobody else have it? But God is faithful and just, amen, to give that Word, His truth, His love, and bring it down to you and I.
Amen.
Amen. And He said He planted her out, He put her on tablet, and He said, you take it and take it out there and give it out. Amen. And he said, just do it in a liberal fashion for the glory of God. Amen. He said, but he goes on, verse 3, he said, but for the vision is yet for an appointed time. Amen. He said, I want to show you something, praise God. It's for the future. Amen. Brother Jeff, ain't you glad God's got a plan for the future?
Yeah.
Amen. But you know what's bigger than that is God made us part of the future. He made you and I part of His plan for the future. Praise God.
Amen.
Lord looks down on us and He loves us enough that He sent His only begotten Son to die on the cross of Calvary. Praise God. Had that old thorny crown shoved down on His head till the blood run down His face. Amen. Have you ever thought about that? Miss Susan gave us that crown of thorns. I don't think I told you, but she gave us the crown of thorns to go on that cross. You see them big old things? I mean, there's 2-inch thorns in that thing. And they plaited a crown like that and they put that on Jesus' head. And then they took a reed, a bamboo pole, and they took and smote the top of that crown and drove those thorns into His skull. Amen. Why would any man take that? He took it in love, praise God. He endured that because He loved you as much as He loves me. And He said, because you know, they said, pin her down and go and tell it. He said, because there's a story to be told. He said, there's an appointed time. But at the end, it shall speak and not lie, though it tarry. Now watch this. He said, wait for it. Amen. Wait for that precious Word of God, because it will surely come and it will not tarry. Amen. He said, praise God. He said, we just wait on that truth that we have, which is Christ Jesus, the Savior, and Him coming again. I tell you what, till Jesus comes, you're going to get tired of me saying this, but Jesus is coming again. Amen. You may get tired. You may not want to hear it, but that's all right. I'm going to keep telling you. Listen, folks, Jesus is coming again. He's gearing up. He's getting ready, praise God. He's anxious, even sitting at the edge of his seat, just waiting on his Father, his Heavenly Father, to say, go and get the bride.
Amen.
Amen. Go get those folks and bring them home. Go get them and take them out of that misery and that anguish of the world, praise God. Bring them and set them before me, that they might behold my glory. Amen. But he said, what we got to do is just wait for it. You said, well, preacher, how do we wait? How do we endure this test, this watching and waiting? It gets so anxious. It gets so hard. It does. It's hard to watch and wait. Sometimes we're like little kids. Amen. We want to watch and wait, but we get tired of watching and waiting. Our attention span for the Lord's not very long. Amen. Had a lady the other night. We was at a place and we was praying, and she said, and she's always kidding me. She said, my goodness, I didn't know you was going to pray like that. Amen. I said, my prayer ain't long, it's just your religion's short. Amen. our religion's short. We need to realize, praise God, this thing is real. And we need to just keep looking every day, expecting till Jesus comes. Be ready and watching. We need to be that watchman on the wall. We need to find our place where we can look and see. Amen.
Amen.
He says, behold, his soul which is lifted up is not upright in him. He said, but the just, amen, shall live by his faith. Those that's been justified, praise God, just as if they had no sin, even though they were wicked sinners, you and I, praise God, but God justified us through His blood. Amen. We're trusting in the righteousness of the Lord Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. Amen. And we're just waiting. Wait for it, praise God, because it's coming. That touch of God, the sound of God, the trump of God, the shout of God. Just waiting for it to come. Just wait for it. Amen. Now, what does it mean to wait for it? It means to wait expectantly. Amen? Like we expect Jesus to come at any minute. Amen. And with a shout and a trump, praise God, a voice of an archangel, amen, a trump of God, He's coming, praise God. And we'll go out of here to be with Him. Amen. Amen. You say we're going to take a plane ride, no, we're not going to take a plane ride, we're going to take a plain air ride. Amen. Amen, praise God. We're going to go out here to be with the Lord. But He said, just wait for it. The book of Hebrews tells us about a great event. About the God of heaven. Amen. And Brother Rex has been teaching this. You can't have a New Testament without an Old Testament. And we taught when we was teaching on Wednesday night about the Word of God, the Bible. You can't have a New Testament without an Old Testament, and the New Testament without the Old Testament don't make no sense. Amen? But they fit together like a glove, and they point us to one thing. The Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And Him crucified, buried, and risen again. Amen. Ascended up to heaven, set the right hand of the Father to make intercession for you and I. Amen. That's where He's at today. Amen. And praise God, He's there. He's there. And we're expecting until He comes. But Hebrews chapter 10, in verse 35, he tells us this. The writer of Hebrews in 10:35, he tells us, he said, casting not away therefore your confidence. He said, don't lose confidence. Why? Because he said, no matter how long it takes, Jesus is still coming. Amen. Amen. No matter how long we wait, praise God, He's still coming. See, my granddaddy was looking for Jesus to come. Amen. He told me, he said, son, you need to be ready. Jesus is coming. Amen. He went out of here at 95 years old. He died and departed this world, but you know what he was still looking for, Brother Rex? He was still looking for Jesus to come at any minute. He was expecting until He come. Amen. So he said, cast not away therefore your confidence. He said, just keep expecting till Jesus comes, which hath great recompense of reward. Amen. He said, there's a return on the for all the effort that we put into being vigilant, looking for Jesus come, expecting come. He said, there's a reward for that. Amen. Amen. Praise God. There's a recompense. There's a return to be had. Recompense of reward. He said, for ye have need of patience. Amen. So he said, what we're doing is we're watching. We're like that watchman on the wall, but we're watching patiently. Somebody comes along and says, watchman, what of the night? Amen. The watchman looking out, he said, everything's clear, so I don't see a thing. Amen. A little while later, maybe the third watch of the night, watchman, what of the night? I don't see a thing, but I'm still a-looking. Amen. You remember Elijah's real little servant? Elijah had prayed that it wouldn't rain, and for 3.5 years it never dropped a drop of rain. Amen. It was dried up. Amen. It was dried up just as dry as could be. Kind of like a lot of churches today. They just dried up and dwindled down, and the Spirit of God's been cast away. Nobody wants to get in. Nobody wants to be part of nothing. Praise God. Or just pretty much showing up, but not expecting for the God to. Amen. But he told that little old servant. He sat down there, and he began to pray. He said, go up there to the top of the mountain and look out, praise God, and see what you see. Said he went up and he come back. And he went up and he come back. And he went up, but when he went up that seventh time, he said, you go up and look. He come back, he said, hey, listen. He said, man of God, he said, I see a cloud about the size of a man's hand. Amen. Well, Elijah jumped up, he said, glory be to God. He went down and told King Ahab, he said, you better gear up and get out of here, for there's an abundance of rain coming. Amen. Praise God. Amen. He said, you better get ready, because how did he know? Because he just kept looking. He just kept sending that servant. He said, just kept looking. He said, just as sure as I'm telling you, it's a coming.
Amen.
Amen. Just as sure as I'm a preaching you tonight, praise God, Jesus is coming again.
Amen.
Amen. He's a coming for you and I, praise God. He said, don't get weary in well doing. He said, don't cast away your confidence. Keep our confidence in the promise that we have that Jesus is coming again.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, therefore, you have need of patience, that if you have done the will of God, you might receive what? The promise. What kind of promise does God give us? God give us a promise, man, that Jesus was coming again. He's coming back. Amen. God made us a promise, and God don't break His promises. His promises are absolute truth. Absolutely. Amen. Good. Praise the Lord. Said what He promises has been provided for. Amen. He said, for yet a little while. Amen. And he that shall come will come, and watch this, will not tarry. Amen. And now we talk a lot of times about him tarrying. The Bible says, when it's time, praise God, said he ain't tarrying. He's not going to be news come, say, hey, listen, I think Jesus is getting ready to come. Amen. Praise God. When Jesus decides to step out with a shout and a trump, praise God, there won't be no time for thinking about it. Amen. Said he'll come, he will not tarry. Amen. He said he that shall come will come. Amen. He's talking about an absolute arrival time. Amen. They're watching, they're looking, they're expecting, praise God, and all of a sudden when they hear it, praise God, he's going to show up. Amen. For this old wicked world, don't be nothing but it'll be all over but the crying. Amen. The weeping and the wailing and the gnashing of teeth. Because it'll take place so fast. There's a lot of people think that they're going to wait till the very last minute and they'll get in. And they defy God and they don't look for God. They don't appreciate God. They don't love Lord Jesus Christ. They don't accept Him in the free pardon of sin. They say, well, I'll wait till the end and I'll get in. They'll be left behind. He says in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 49, he says, as we have borne the image of the earthy, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly. Amen. He said there's a change going to take place, a necessary change. Amen. Because flesh and blood doesn't inherit the kingdom of God. Amen. Because our blood is contaminated. Amen. It's contaminated by sin. Amen. So we've got to be made pure and clean in the Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 50 said, now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. Amen. So flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. It ain't going to be there. So neither doth corruption inherit incorruption. But now watch what he says, what Paul says in verse 51. He said, behold, or pay attention, I shew you a mystery. Amen? Remember verse 49 or verse 50, he's talking to the brethren, talking to brothers and sisters in Christ. He said, corruption doesn't inherit incorruption. But he said, behold, I show you, the brethren and sisters in Christ, a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. Every one of us one day is going to be, in a little while is going to be changed. Amen. We're going to put away this likeness of the world, and we're going to put on a robe of righteousness like unto the Lord. Amen. And he says it's going to take place in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. Amen. Glory. I'm looking for changing day.
Amen.
I'm looking for that day that I'll be changed into the likeness of my Savior. You say, well, preacher, why would that be such an exciting time? Because I'll get rid of all these old artificial parts I've got. I'll get rid of all this stuff that's a hindering me. I'll get rid of all this old flesh that's holding me down. I'll get rid of all this old flesh that wants me to look at everybody else instead of looking at myself. No me. Amen. I'll be seeing what Christ Jesus sees. He said, for this corruptible must put on incorruption. Now, he didn't say it ought to. He said, this corruptible shall put on incorruption. Or this corruptible must put on incorruption. And this mortal must put on immortality. Amen. I'm going to put on, praise God, the likeness of Christ so that I live forever. I have in this old mortal body, I'm mortal. But one day in a little while, praise God, we're going to be made immortal. Amen. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality. Now you're talking about an incorrupt, immortal body. Amen. A very essence of Christ. Then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. Praise God. Death is swallowed up in victory. Praise God. There's no victory in death. Praise God. Victory is in the Lord Jesus Christ and the deliverance He's offered.
Amen.
Deliverance has come. Bless His holy name. Death is swallowed up in victory. It says, oh death, where is thy sting? Question mark. Amen. See, death, Jesus already overcame death. Death had him and it bound him up. But he couldn't hold him. Because the Bible, David says, and he was not holden unto death. In other words, he never done nothing worthy of death. Death got him, it bound him up, it put him in grave clothes, wrapped him up, put him in a tomb, rolled a rock in front, praise God, and said, ha, that's finished. Amen. But little did he know, praise God, that there was a promise been made. That in 3 days, praise God, he had come out of there.
Amen.
Shouting the praises of God. Amen.
Amen.
Third day he come out victorious. Death was swallowed up in victory. Amen. Old death went there, praise God. And the old devil went down there to check out death and he done had his stinger plucked. Amen. Lord Jesus Christ done plucked it out. And that sting of death was no longer there. Old death, where is thy sting? Old death looked around the old devil and he said, praise God, that man Jesus, praise God, plucked it out. The Lord Jesus pulled her out. I have no more power over him. Old death, where's thy sting? Old grave, where is thy victory? There's no victory for the grave. Amen. Praise God, there's no victory for the grave. Praise God, we've done been revived and set free, praise God, according to the Word of God. The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. He said, we've received victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Expecting an outcome. All we got to do is just wait for it. Just wait for it, praise God. It's coming. Victory, victory, victory is ours.
Amen.
Just wait for it. Amen. Just wait for it. Victory's coming. Praise God. The old devil come along and he tries to discourage us, beat us down. But praise God, just wait for the victory. Wait for it. Expect it because it's coming. Victory. We have victory in Christ Jesus our Lord. He said, therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. He said, what you're doing, he said, you're not doing it in vain. Praise God. There's a reward. He told us in Hebrew, he said, there's a reward for what you're doing. There's a reward for your patience. There's a reward for your steadfastness. There's a reward for that confidence that you have. But I ask you a question now, amen. Just wait for it. But who are we waiting for? Who's your confidence? I'm asking this, who's your confidence in tonight? Amen. My confidence ain't in me. I let me down. I let me down every day. Don't you?
Amen.
I mean, I let me down every day of my life. I disappoint me. And I can't even imagine how much I disappoint my Lord. And I know I disappoint you. Amen. But in this flesh, praise God, I'm just a disappointed person. But I've got confidence. My confidence ain't in me. My confidence is in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That He has a great record. But He has a reward for our steadfastness. Amen. A promise that He's made. And, he said because of a need for patience, He said just be patient. Amen. Doing the will of God while we can for yet a little while. For just a little while. Amen. Praise God. In just a little while this will all be over. And He said, and he that shall come will come. Hebrews 10 and 37. He that shall come will come and will not tarry. And He said, now the just shall live by faith. Amen. Justify those that's justified. Just live in faith. Just trust and believe that Jesus is coming. Amen. We ought to start telling everybody we see. You know how to get your, you know how to shake your people up? Just start telling them every time you see somebody in your family that you know is lost, whenever you tell them, say, Jesus is coming, do you know that? And you just leave it with them. Every time you see them, say, did I tell you Jesus is coming? He's coming. Amen. That's that faith, that confidence, praise God. You know what it'll do? It'll start the gears of turning their old jug head. Amen. It'll start those gears of turning, praise God. And they'll say, wait a minute. There must be something to this. Why does He keep telling me this? Amen. Because it's true. Amen. Because it's true, and they need to know. They need to accept it. And when they begin to realize, you know what? There's something to this. He's expecting Him to come. And before long, they say, you know what? I better get in or I'll be left behind. I mean, I'm going to get in and be partakers of it. The just shall live by faith. His faith is saying that somebody's coming. Amen. I want to get there and see if I can figure out who it is. He said, it's Jesus. Jesus is coming. Are we ready? He's that confidence with patience. Now the just shall live by faith. Amen. He said, we're not those people that draw back. Draw back even into under perdition, that ruin, devastation. He said, we're not the people that go back into that. He said, we're those that stay. Verse 39, He said, but we are not of them who draw back unto perdition. Those old ways. He said, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul. Amen. He said, we're those people that believe and get in. He said, we're those people that's waiting for it. Amen. We're those people that's expecting till He comes. Amen. I want to ask you a question. Are you waiting for it? Are you expecting Jesus to come? Amen. Any minute? Really? How's your life? What are you doing? Amen. If we're expecting to come at any minute, are we ready? Amen. Are we living a life where we expect, we're wanting to be pleasing to Him when He comes? Jesus said Himself, He asked a question. He said, who will be found faithful when I come? Amen. I don't know about you, praise God. I want to be found faithful when He comes. Amen. What about you? Going to be found faithful when He comes. Faithful to the Lord, waiting patiently. Amen. Wait on it. Just wait on the coming of the Lord, praise God. Because He's coming. And when He comes, He will not tarry. Quick, fast, and in a hurry. In a moment, in a twinkling of eye. Listen, youngins, in a moment, in a twinkling of eye, He's coming to get us and take us to be with Him where He is. We need to be waiting on it. We need to be expecting till He comes. Amen. Are you expecting Him to come? Are we? Are we expecting come? I'm looking any minute, any day. Amen. Every time I catch myself all the time during the day looking up the sky. Every now and then I'll see Brother Robert, every now and then I'll see a funky little cloud up there and I'll say, oh, that looks funny. Wonder if that could be it. Amen. He says, come with clouds.
Yeah.
Amen. Praise God. I look up there and see if some kind of funky looking little cloud. Amen. Maybe, they said the red sky at night, the sailors a light, and red sky in the morning, the sailors take warning. Every time I see those red clouds at night, I say, glory be to God. I wonder what that glow is. Amen. Could be Jesus. Amen. Getting ready to come. You say, preacher, you're crazy. That's all right. I'm crazy about Jesus. Just leave me alone. I'm a lunatic for my Lord. Amen. That's all right. Just tell everybody you see. That preacher up there at the church, he's crazy as a lunatic about Jesus. And that'd be all right. But I'm expecting, amen. I'm waiting for it. I'm waiting for the coming of my Savior. What about you? I hope you are. I hope we're all waiting together. Amen. For Him coming. Amen. Praise the Lord. Stand with me.